Thank you, Pastor, and good morning, all. I'm happy to be here today to talk about discipleship. Discipleship can be a rather daunting word. A word may generate feelings of high expectations or thoughts of, I'm not Christ-like enough to be called a disciple. This year's stewardship program, Stewardship is Discipleship, aims to demystify this word and make each of us think about how we live out discipleship in our everyday lives. Discipleship can be intentional, such as preparing food and serving at Matt Talbot, like the young man that Pastor mentioned in the sermon, or donating shoes to the upcoming Kicks for Kids program. Or discipleship can be unintentional. I think of teachers, first responders, medical personnel, and social workers whose responsibilities are to assist others. These occupations attract people who want to lend a helping hand, but many times their influence reaches far further than they ever intended. Discipleship can also be as simple as lending a listening ear to someone who needs it at that very moment. What I love about First Lutheran are the many opportunities to be a disciple inside these church walls and in our community. Just look at all the activities in our bulletin and the monthly newsletter. In the last new member class, we handed out 3 pages, most of them double-sided, of opportunities to participate in the three-legged stool of our discipleship: learning, serving, and worship and prayer. I enjoy meeting people, so I've been part of welcoming new members to First Lutheran for many years. I also participate as a worship assistant and have served on the endowment board, the hospitality, nominating, and stewardship committees. One group that has been important to my faith life and makes me aware of discipleship is Faith to Go. I was asked to speak about this small group ministry as part of today's talk. Faith to Go is a group of early morning people. Yes, we meet at 6:30 in the morning. We gather to share a meal, to pray, and learn more about our church members. Many of you have had the opportunity to talk to this group because we've been meeting twice a month for over 20 years. That's before this activity center was built. Presenters share about their family, background, interests and hobbies, and where they may see God in their daily lives. As presenters tell their story, it's very easy to see where they have been disciples or they've been helped by disciples reaching out to them. We've heard from members of all ages, students who've shared how first AWOL trips and youth programs impact their faith life, older members who have many life experiences, participants on mission trips bringing their story back home, members sharing concerns about our community and what they are doing to make a difference, others who have shared the importance of their faith during challenging times in their life. I've enjoyed hearing from members who are new to First Lutheran, new to Lincoln, and from those who have been members for quite a while. By sharing, we discover it's far less than the well-known 6 degrees of separation to find connections in our first family. First is a large enough congregation, it can be hard to get to know members outside of a brief conversation before or after worship. Faith to Go is a great way to get to know each other better. I take this opportunity to invite you to attend anytime. Just look for the dates in the bulletin or see me. And I can't help but putting in a shameless plug. I encourage you to say yes if you are asked to come talk to the group. It's very fulfilling and a great way to get to know members. After several weeks of hearing talks on discipleship, I hope that word no longer feels daunting. There's no cookie cutter approach to being a disciple, and it should look unique to each of us. Personally, I've loved the videos of our kids talking about discipleship and helping others. To them, disciple is simple. They get it. Simply being kind and using our gifts and talents.